This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Hi guys, welcome back. I hope you're having an absolutely glorious Thursday. I certainly am, especially because we've got some wicked guests on today's show. Eden Thorne is going to be in the studio in a little minute. Smirk is in the building, Black Saint and Footsteps. And we had a lovely chat with Yogi before he popped back to Los Angeles last week. So we're going to be playing that out at the end of the show. But before I get right into the new music that I'm going to be banging into your ears all the way out throughout this 2-hour session, I wanted to tell you a little bit about a new announcement from Printworks. They've announced a phenomenal autumn winter season with over 25 events showcasing the very best electronic and live artists. We've got Armin van Helden, Nina Kravitz, Chromeo, Deadmau5, SG Lewis. This is back-to-back bangers, guys. www.printworkslondon.co.uk. Get your tickets there. The Black Madonna's going to be there, Bugsy Malone, Theo Parrish. It's a massive event. Also, just if you want to learn and be more immersed in music in London, this is the kind of place you can just go and maybe see a few different people, go to a few different nights. So it's 125 artists, 25 shows, 15 weeks. Anybody in this building, Nat and Hannah, producers, work out how many artists a night if it's 25 shows with 120. I want you to do it in your heads. Do it in your head, not with your iPhone. You at home as well. 25 shows, 125 artists. How many artists is that a night? How many times did Annabelle ride her bike around the park? Does that mean? Oh, you've got it, Hannah. You need to do that. Press it again. Okay, 5. Is that correct? Well done. Everybody at home, did you get it? I didn't even... Oh, well done, Eddie. See, Eddie, the king intern, Eddie, who makes incredible tea, is also a genius. Perhaps the next thing he needs to go and do is mastermind. I don't know. Right, to celebrate this incredible, exciting experience, where you're going to get 5 artists a night is a lot. That's a miniature festival right there. Every night, 25 shows. www.printworks.co.uk. Go and find out some more about that because it's going to be sick. I'll certainly be heading down to some of those as well. We're going to kick off the show in celebration of that, playing SG Lewis, his brand new single with Aluna George. It's called Hurting. He is absolutely smashing it right now. We had an interview with him at the beginning of the year talking about Dusk, his album, and then we've got Dawn coming out later this year. But he's amazing. He's done loads. He just did a feature with Claro. He's a cool dude, a very nice chap, a top gent. Any other ways you could say that? Good guy. This is Hurting. It's a very good track. We love a bit of Aluna George. SG Lewis opening up today's show on FUBAR Radio. I'm Harriet Rose. We'll talk to you in a minute anyway.
I'm in trouble now, 'cause it's down to me to heal. All the words that I spoke in my head, from the pain that I caused and I fed, and I can't wait till I look at you. All I see is love, 'cause I'm tired of trying to hurt you. I'm
Marcel in the house.
I went to Bestival. I was kind of upset though. I had to book a return cab at 11:20. Okay. The legend, yeah. That's Jimmy Cliff, yeah. He was meant to start at 10:30. So he finally started at 11, yeah. Doing, oh, baby, baby. It's a
wow. Well.
And he was doing it as I was walking to the cab. I knew after that, I can see clearly now was coming after that.
Many rivers to cross.
You know what I'm saying? Like the harder they come. I was so vexed. I was so gutted. I was like, no way am I missing those tunes. But I had to leave because otherwise I'd been stranded.
Every Wednesday from 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Boom. That was the brand new track from SG Lewis with Aluna George, which is a lovely track. Now, the VMAs happened over the weekend. Oh, it actually happened on Monday. And we had some rather interesting collabs, which I very much enjoyed. Post Malone duetted with 21 Savage, of course. And then Aerosmith, which was very, very sweet. Because during it, Post Malone looked like he was concentrating more on that than he has done in, like, he just, you know, when someone's fat, it looked like he'd practiced his heart out and he was rocking out on that guitar. Didn't do any singing with them, he just masterfully played the guitar, and it was just very cute. He was wearing a nice suit. It was an enjoyable watch. And then we saw Backstreet Boys doing a full 90s dance routine, which was one of the sweetest things I've ever seen, because they're a little bit older now. Obviously they always did the 90s dance routine, but they're bringing it back. They're bringing it back with a bang. Ariana Grande recreated The Last Supper on stage with Women for God is a Woman, which was epic. Very, very, very big fan of her album. I've been playing it a lot, particularly. It's a really interesting album, I think, in many ways, because as Hannah Hates, my producer, Pharrell produced a lot of it, and I absolutely love his production on it. I think it's incredible. The songs are all, I don't know, they're just veritable pop bangers. She also talks about her anxiety in it, because she, on the track Breathing, which is one of my favourite tracks on the album. It's called Sweetener. It's just really good. If you haven't taken a minute, just listen to it back to back, because it kind of gives you everything you need in an album. There's a smattering of bangers. There's a smattering of romance songs. There's a smattering of chill songs. There's a song for anxiety on there. My favourite is Successful. It's bouncy. Produced by Pharrell. Probably hate it, don't you, Hannah? Do you hate it? No, she doesn't hate it. But it's a very good album. You're a fan. Are you guys fans of Ariana Grande in there? Nat's not. Hannah? Hannah is. Hannah loves Ariana. Nat likes her hair, which, thank you for finding something positive there, even though you weren't sure about the music. It's 15 songs, which is a lot. One's actually called Pete Davidson as well, which is her boyfriend's name, which is not as long as the others, but she just wanted to do a little song called Pete Davidson. Why not? Missy Elliott's on there. It's just a really good album. It's been a while since I've found an album that I can put on in the background and just be vibesing. In any sort of mood, you can vibe to it. Anyway, enough about her. So she did a performance at the VMAs, recreating The Last Supper, performing God is a Woman. It was very good. Cardi B pretended to bring her baby on stage to reveal it, but didn't actually brought the award that she won wrapped in a baby cloth, which I enjoyed very much. Winners include Childish Gambino, Camila Cabello. Camila Cabello won like more than one award, and there was a lot of mixed responses to that. Jay-Z, Beyonce. It was an exciting night. Kylie Jenner and Nicki Minaj nearly had to sit next to each other, and they very much weren't happy about that, because I think Nicki was saying something about Cardi B about Travis Scott or something, and she was upset about not being number one. I kind of vibed with that in a way, because it kind of reverted back to when you're like 15, you're like, that's not fair that I didn't get it. Do you know what? Fair enough. Speak your mind, babe. Speak your mind to your 8 billion followers and tell them all about it. I'm into it. Listen, the Herb album's quite good as well. Queen. I've always been a big fan of Nicki Minaj. And this album is very interesting and good. And Ganja Burn specifically is a very good song. She talks about it as a song that really helped her. And she's actually talking about someone that she broke up with. We don't know who it is. And the video's recently been released. She's also got her own radio show now. She might be on FUBAR soon. Who knows? I think we're bringing her in. Nicki Minaj on FUBAR Radio. Fingers crossed, we'll see her. But check out some of the highlights from the VMAs. Very cool performances. Madonna did a speech. Yeah, it was sick. But for me, standout-wise performance was Jessie Reyez. I'm a big fan of Jessie Reyez. We've played this track before on the show, but I'm a huge fan of it. It's a brand new one from her. Very honest, very stripped back. Different from some of the other stuff that she's been releasing recently. It's called Apple Juice. If you get the chance to go back and have a listen to the live performance, it's really heart-wrenching. She's a great singer, great performer. Just love her.
Broken home, baby. I can never blame you. No one ever taught you how to love right. No one ever taught you how to stand by when it's uphill. And more times, this love is just uphill. You're always fighting something. You never stop running. You don't even bother trying to keep a smile. Let me take your bags, boy, let me try. We might be alright. Perfect ain't coming, but we'll be alright. Yeah. You just gotta love me. Don't let goodbyes come too easy. Love me. Just let me know that you need. Even though you're drain the soul out of my eyes, even though you had me crying every night, I see you trying. I'm grateful cause I see you trying. Yeah, yeah. I know I shouldn't stay, but I'm stuck trying to save you from you.
I'm Mabel, and you're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
I've been looking at her, thinking about weed, running up checks, bloody on feet, money like Jay, looking like me. I know we want you, but you're nothing like me. I've been looking at her, thinking about weed, running up checks, bloody on feet, money like Jay. I've been, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, fuck what you heard, I've been out here living my best life. Know what it gets like, I've been out here living my best life. Fuck what you heard, I've been out here living my best life. You know what it gets like, I've been out here living my best life.
CLA, GLA, Beamers, coupes. So many things I can't choose. Rockstar, I hit 21 Savage. My yard, a bumper clock mood. Man said that I'll never be a baller. They should have said that I'll never be an athlete. Cause if you heard what I made last quarter, you little fuck boys won't at me. Yats wanna come through so they don't freeze. Put them in a cab, they don't squeeze. Hit them one time, then both leave. Girls move quick till we show keys. I used to do Holidays in, now it's Hilton Seasons, Holiday Inn. Last year I was busting all the man them. This year it's a holiday ting.
Fuck what you heard, I've been out here living my best life. You know what it gets like, I've been out here living my best life.
You know what it gets like.
Fuck what you heard, I've been out here living my best life. You know what it gets like, I've been out here living my best life.
Yes, I'm fading, fading. I've been on a wave, I'm sailing.
I've been on a wave,
fading, fading.
Now we gonna make it rain on your side.
Fading, fading,
fading, fading.
I've been on a wave, I'm sailing. Like da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da da.
Monday, I never had a license. Thursday, I hopped in a Merc. 500 miles on a weekend. Now we're doing skirt, skirt, skirt. All my niggas do dirt, dirt, dirt. Might get a re-re so I can work, work, work. What we saying, black men don't cheat. So I put it on a shirt, shirt, shirt. Nice hoops up when I wanna get past. Girls come cred and I make them check far. Cool brain first, that's what head start. Left her man, that's foul, red card.
Thinking about weed,
running up checks.
Bloody your feet,
money like Jay.
Dun, 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 dun.
I've been doing numbers, that's what I'm trying to say, like.
Fuck what you heard, I've been out here living my best life. You know what it gets like, I've been out here living my best life.
You know what it gets like.
Fuck what you heard, I've been out here living my best life. You know what it gets like, I've been out here living my best life.
Yes, I'm faded, faded. I've been on a wave, I'm sailing. Faded, faded.
Now we gonna make it rain on your side.
Faded, faded. I've been on a wave, I'm sailing. Like da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da.
What's up? This is Will I Am, and you're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Hey, Dan Kaplan here, FUBAR Radio with Harriet motherfucking Rose.
We are back, and I'm very excited because I've got loads of people in the studio right now. Eden Thorne here.
Hi.
Hello.
How's it going? You're almost like, no, I'm not going to say anything. So mysterious, guys. How's it going?
Really good.
It's kind of weird, isn't it, when I am asking you all the same question at the same time, and you're like, it's almost like you're kind of harmonising with
like
each other.
Unison.
I love it, though. So have you guys come down today to London?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where are you based usually?
A bit of everywhere. Northeast, basically, Durham, Spennymoor, Newcastle.
So what's it like over there, other than slightly cold sometimes? Because I've been to that. I like it. I like it, but I don't know much about the area.
Yeah, as in Durham.
Yeah,
or just the Northeast.
Spennymoor, then.
What's that?
You haven't been to Spennymoor then?
No. No. But that sounds like a great, great place to go.
It's really it's phenomenal.
What's the night out like in Spennymoor?
there was a rock bar and that's it.
Rock and roll.
There's one rock bar and not worth anything else. Durham's cool though, and so is Newcastle.
Yeah, Durham's quite small though, isn't it? I once went there on a night out with someone's sister who went there to uni. Yeah. Clever people go there, don't they?
Yeah.
Harry Potter was filmed.
The cathedral, yeah.
In the cathedral in Durham.
Oh, yeah, it was. Yeah, Harry Potter.
This is really weird, right? Last night, I went to bed listening to Harry Potter because I'm 5, right? And then today, I had another interview before you guys, a little pre-record. We talked about Harry Potter. Mm. Here we are talking about Harry Potter again. What is going on?
I know.
Fabulous, that's your department.
Oh,
yeah,
Harry
I love Harry Potter as well. We were trying to find, you know, the 9 3/4 platform in there.
Oh, babe.
In the station. I know.
Did
we
find it?
No, we couldn't find it.
Oh, sweetie. It's in there.
Probably
yeah.
Between like 9 and 10.
Yeah, is it between
is.
9 and 10?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But that's a big, big, big station you got there. So
yeah.
I'm not surprised you got lost.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk a bit about, and we're going to be playing Power, which is the new single from the album Exist. What can you tell us? We're actually doing the radio premiere of it today, which is very exciting. Are you looking forward to hearing it on the airwaves?
Yes.
I really enjoyed it. It's a really I don't know, it's like a kind of gets you going, not in a weird mm-hmm. Not trying to be weird, but
does it give you the power, Harriet?
Well, that's the thing, I did actually feel like it gave me the power. It's kind of reflect. It seems to reflect on something helping you out of a bad time. Does it, or that's what I got from it.
Yeah.
What is it that gives you the power to kind of get you through those shit bits of life? I like to
music.
Oh, here he is. All the answers. That is exactly right. So tell me what it actually means to you guys. The track.
It's basically whatever the thing is in your life that gets you out of the bed in the morning, I guess.
Which could be cornflakes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It could be anything.
Whatever gives you the drive to do your job.
Well, okay. Well, let's go one by one. Negating music not included.
Right.
What gets you out of bed in the morning?
I can't say music.
You can't say music. Be serious. Come on. Something else has got to get you out of bed. Like cornflakes. Drugs. What kind of drugs?
Paracetamol.
Okay.
Ibuprofen.
Okay. Don't have too many of them. Just be. Make sure you follow the instructions.
Porridge every 4 hours.
Porridge. Yeah. Any specific brand or just?
Just whole grain porridge.
Healthy boy. Okay.
With cacao.
So drugs for you. Paracetamol.
I'll stick with drugs.
I'm getting worried.
I'll say my son then.
Not the girlfriend, just the son.
What I enjoy is we're all saying like, oh, but actually you're talking literally physically. He's the one that gets you out of bed because he's
yeah, because I've got to take him to school.
Harry Potter for you.
Harry
surely.
Potter or pretty much nothing because I'm.
Oh, thank
I
you.
Literally
yeah.
don't get out of bed.
I don't get out of bed. Yeah, I'm the worst. I can sleep through anything.
Oh really?
Yeah. I literally can.
That's good when you're in a band though, because you can sleep through driving in horrible vans and things like that. Right?
I think what it is is I'm like maybe a little bit deaf, so literally when I'm asleep,
so nothing can wake.
Yeah, like nothing.
Is
nothing
that is that in music related deafness?
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
Don't lie.
I don't wear earplugs.
Oh, wear earplugs. Yeah, I don't either. I don't know what I'm talking about. But I'm not in the rock band, so...
Yeah, I know.
However much I'm using this as my audition, I'm only waiting to see what you say at the end. you guys are also going to be announcing the winner of a competition a little bit later, but we'll hold that to the end, shall we? Because it's exciting. We want to build up the tension for that one.
Yeah.
In real life, I think everybody needs that power to kind of get through the day and have that thing that, you know, like we've all said. I mean, I've just changed my mind, by the way. Mine's definitely bacon. I just realised that. But on a serious note, is that how you feel about music? Is that what you're reflecting here, that the music is what you guys live for? Is that what you're kind of getting at?
Whatever your passion is, whatever yours is. Yours is FUBAR.
Mine's FUBAR and bacon, to be clear. Right. Bacon is that probably... They're probably on par. Which is, I think... legit if you're not vegan. Tell us a little bit about the your second album Exist.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about it? What are we getting from this album?
Go on, Mark. Go on.
I don't know. I'm just the drummer.
Well, we're getting some drumming then from the album, which is good.
Some drumming, some bass. Some
thematically, is that a word?
I don't know what it means, but it might
theme,
be.
Theme. Not that we like to go for a concept, but I guess the whole running theme is about existing, you know, like life, very lifey lyrical.
And where do you get your inspiration from? Because I guess there's four of you in the band. You obviously all inspired by different musicians, different artists. Where do you each kind of garner your inspiration?
As in bands?
Yeah, anything. I personally wouldn't like to like press upon you what your inspiration is. So it's like sometimes people say their mum, sometimes people they say Beyonce. Like it's for me it's both. But like what would you say was the thing that got you into music, the thing that made you want to make music?
Me and Dylan grew up in a really like musical home, so it's just sort of like bred into it, I suppose. Like I couldn't imagine not doing it, if that makes sense. Like it's not something I do. It's like part of what I do.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
And when you were a young'un, what was the person that you like rocked out to? Who did you listen to in your bedroom?
Pink Floyd.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Bet your parents loved you for that.
Yeah, yeah.
What about you guys?
I don't know.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Same as slightly similar. He was the first guy. Mum used to be a singer. Our mum used to be a singer.
Oh, stuff, so sick.
We got brought up into it as well.
Like, so you all come from singing backgrounds, from kind of like musical
pretty much,
backgrounds.
Yeah.
And when you, because I feel like when you guys, I've never seen you live, but I'd love to because I feel like there's a lot of, I've seen some videos and stuff. What's a live performance like for you guys? You seem to bring a lot of passion and a lot of flair to it.
Very energetic.
Yeah. Energetic, yeah.
Super tight.
Yeah.
Tight as in, like, it's just so sick that, like, everything's perfect all the time.
Yeah, we play really well together, yeah, I think.
Yeah.
And what gigs have you got coming up?
Scotland, Bathgate.
Oh, sick.
Bathgate. Have you been to Bathgate?
I've been to Scotland.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but I don't know the names of places.
It's not too far from Glasgow.
Yeah, it's about half an hour from Glasgow.
Yeah.
Where would you say is the place that you play that you feel the audience connects most with your music?
Probably Newcastle.
Yeah.
Just because it's our home local area, and that's where we've worked the hardest so far.
And what is it like growing up there musically? Is it a thriving, like, what is it, a scene where you felt when you were young you could go out and do stuff, or is there just, like you said, one bar?
That's just like the little town of Spenny. Yeah. Newcastle always have bands on all the time.
Yeah.
Spenny places up Newcastle.
Yeah. So you found yourself when you were...
Yeah, I've seen like hundreds of bands in Newcastle, yeah.
And what about London? Have you ever been out and about here and kind of experienced the scene over here, or...
We've been to a few gigs like the O2 and things like that.
Are you going to come down and perform for us over here?
Yeah.
We hope so.
Get down here, guys. Get down here.
We hope so.
And what's coming up for the rest of the year? What's the next project? What are you working on at the moment?
Already working on album 3, really.
Yeah. Wow. Do you know what it's going to be called?
Yeah,
not yet. No,
15 songs, but like...
We've decided, like Dylan's decided, we need to make people dance with the next album, because we feel like our songs are quite serious up to now.
They are, but I found myself like having a bop, like
yeah. Oh yeah, they played in an energetic
they're
way.
They're still rocking, but I think,
yeah. Lyrically and stuff, I guess I've been quite serious over a large percentage of them.
Right, so maybe you're gonna be a bit more frivolous on this album, a bit more.
If,
like,
I knew what that meant, Harriet, I would agree.
I'm not really sure that I know what it means either, so that's fine.
Fancy free.
Yeah. Well, should we play a bit of Power then?
Mm-hmm.
Right. You play that.
It's been lovely to have you guys on. Will you let us know when you're next going to be coming to London, when you can come and see us and hang out? Mm-hmm. Maybe you can do a big, like, powerful live performance at Foo Bar.
Yeah.
Where should you play? Yeah. Here. Oh, Camden would be good for you guys, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the Lock Tavern, which is like sick, but it's closing down. It's like one of the best venues in London.
Right.
Basically, come down soon because all the best venues are closing. We need more people to come down and perform. But I think Camden for you guys, or Islington, would be really cool. Like, there's an O2 Academy in Islington, which is a really good venue. And there's also a place in Islington that does really good, like, rock music that's just opposite Waitrose. Don't know what it's called, though.
Is it the Garage?
Yes!
Yeah. Ah.
I went there, and it's also very cheap alcohol, so just saying, guys. Good vibes all round.
We're staying there, aren't we?
Yeah.
Is that where we're staying?
Not far from the Garage.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you're staying in the Garage, aren't
you? No,
it's Islington.
Okay.
Yeah. It's Islington.
No, that's just during the week, Faber.
You should not go and check it out, because it's a cool little venue. It's a cool little venue.
Yeah.
Tell me about this competition then. We're going to be announcing the winner right now, aren't we?
Yes. So.
What can you tell me about the competition? What are we winning? Is it me? Do I win? I want to win.
You win automatically.
Yeah!
But you're not going to tell people.
Oh, okay. I didn't win. I'm not winning.
So you need to choose a number between 1 and 33.
Oh, my God. I've got to choose.
Yeah, you have to choose. Winner, yeah.
I'm going to choose my... I think I should choose my lucky number.
Right.
It's 8.
Chloe Lee.
Chloe Lee! You're welcome, Chloe Lee. I love your guys' Facebook, because you've got really interactive fans.
Yeah.
Everyone is always chatting to you, talking to you. I saw someone really enjoyed someone mugging you off for wearing jackets.
Really?
Yeah, they
were like, that one.
No, as in they were like, you're from Newcastle and you're wearing jackets.
Oh, yeah.
I found that very enjoyable. I think
that was Will.
You're basically a pussy for putting on a jacket if you're from Newcastle, which I really liked. You all just looked, literally, you were wearing like a light denim jacket like that, and it was like, you win. Chloe Lee, congratulations. Mm-hmm. What does Chloe win?
A t-shirt of our choice, because we have lots of designs.
Yeah, I know, you've got loads of merch.
Yeah, we have quite a few. An album, a new album.
Sick.
A signed drum skin, and maybe a few other little bits in there.
That's so cool.
I think she's only allowed to have them, though, if she does like a small video clip of like...
Yeah.
Long pause.
Yeah, I think that's...
A bit singing.
I thought you were going to say a small video clip of a long pause.
I know.
Like, that's a weird video clip.
When you say it, I'm going to ask her for a video clip, it sounds a bit seedy, doesn't it?
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah. What you mean. Yeah. Okay, that's in your own mind.
Singing the song. Is that what you're going to say?
What's
singing the song?
Like a song related to power.
I've got the power.
I've got the power.
That's the one.
That's exactly what she should do.
She has to do a video with passion.
Yeah.
And sing that line at least. Otherwise, the goods aren't coming your way, Chloe.
Number 8, Chloe Lee. Sing it, bitch. Otherwise, you're not getting that skin. Well, thank you guys so much. Also, really jealous of Chloe Lee and might steal your presents before you get them. Do you want to do... This is what I love to make bands do, because it's really difficult and almost unachievable, is introduce your song all together. You're not allowed to pick someone. Either you can do it all at once in crescendo, or one little syllable each. What do you think?
All together, yeah.
Ready? Shall I do
what we're saying? What we're saying?
I got the power.
Introducing the song. You're not allowed to discuss it. You just got to.
Right. Okay.
So gonna come out.
Why do you say we are Eden Thorne? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And this is power.
Okay.
Oh, I just did it for you.
Should we work out some harmonies?
Yeah.
That's probably going to take too long.
Yeah. Boom, 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 boom. Okay, go, guys. 1, 2, 3, go.
We are Eden Thorne.
And this is power.
That was actually an 8 out of 10, guys. That was sick. I really liked it.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for coming in, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Falling, falling for you. Falling for you.
Taking your time, why you do me like this? You know me loving your wine. Pretty girl, you're giving me signs, and you tell me you don't want me. Can you make up your mind? Pretty girl, you're taking your time, why you do me like this? You know me loving your wine. Pretty girl, you're giving me signs, and you tell me you don't want me. Can you make up your mind?
Time to the bunny body when me day a greenish farm. We my ball feed is something we make man run in a storm. From 19 all along in my preemie. Pretty fears and me hide them dreamy. You know the dip, on it, something when me ride it. With me position from the back and me no slide it. Never get a loving I'm life with it like this. Loving I'm life with it like this. When you love, when you hold, baby don't control. Just know I run the town and all these brothers won't know me. Said they gon' do me, but they never do. Just cop the bus down. So make a brother try food.
Pretty girl, you're taking your time. Why you do me like this? You know me loving your wine. Pretty girl, you're giving me signs, and you tell me you don't want me. Can you make up your mind? Pretty girl, you're taking your time. Why you do me like this? You know me loving your wine. Pretty girl, you're giving me signs, and you tell me you don't want me. Can you make up your mind?
Falling, falling for you. Falling for you. Falling for you. Falling, falling for you, falling for you, falling for you. Yeah.
Cry me a river, but I hope you don't drown. Better be careful what you say out of your mouth. You know it ain't never safe when I'm around. They say bad girls never do no good, good. Got it all. These diamonds on me, yeah, they fall. Slow. I run the town and all these brothers won't know me. Said they gon' do me, but they never do. Just pop the bus down. So make a brother try food.
Pretty girl, you're taking your time. Why you do me like this? You know me loving your wine. Pretty girl, you're giving me signs. Then you tell me you don't want me. Can you make up your mind? Pretty girl, you're taking your time. Why you do me like this? You know me loving your wine. Pretty girl, you're giving me signs. Then you tell me you don't want me. Can you make up your mind? Girl, you're taking your time. Why you do me like this? You know me loving your wine. Pretty girl, you're giving me signs. And you tell me you don't want me. Can you make up your mind? Pretty girl, you're taking your time. Why you do me like this? You know me loving your wine. Pretty girl, you're giving me signs. And you tell me you don't want me. Can you make up your mind?
Falling, falling for you. Falling for you. Falling for you. Falling, falling for you. Falling for you. Falling for you. Yeah.
Brand new one from Steph London there. I really like that. It's got a bit of a vibe to it, you know. It's Pretty Girl featuring Tiggs the Author. We've had Tiggs the Author on the show before a little while ago. He's such a nice guy. Every time I bump into him, he always remembers me and is really lovely. And I think that's just, he's just a nice chap, you know. It's very happy vibes. This is kind of Steph back to the original Steph. I feel like this new album that she's released, she's done a little tape. She feels like it's not an album, it's a tape rather than, it's called Secure. The artwork was kind of based on Lil' Kim. It was a tribute, as she says, to Lil' Kim. And she said on it, "I've always wanted to be a rapper who can sing, not a singer who raps." And you can get it everywhere. And she's described it as London via Jamaica, Birmingham and Rotterdam. It's a really nice little tape. She kind of wanted to call it a tape because she didn't feel like she was ready to release it. An album kind of takes the pressure off and makes it a little bit more about her to make it a tape, because a tape is a bit more about, I think that's kind of a good way to put it actually, a mixtape, a collection is more about you, and then an album is kind of about your fans more than it is about you. I don't know if that's true for everybody, but it kind of makes sense in this scenario. But love it, love that track. So we've got a few more artists coming into the studio today. I'm very, very, very much looking forward to that. But before that, I'm going to play a new track for you now. And we're going to get Black Saint in a little minute in. I want to talk a little bit about Kenzie. She's an artist that I'm really excited about. She's been in the show before. She was originally Kenzie May. And she released a lot of bangers back in the day. All I Really Need, Skeleton Key, Honey. She's been in making music for... About 5 or 6 years. She's a wonderful songwriter, and she did some releases in 2014. I think she came on the show 2 years ago, in 2015 maybe, and she's re-released her new song, and it's absolutely beautiful. It's called Dark July. It's already jumped onto every single playlist. I've seen it everywhere. The video is out, and you can go and have a look at that right now. But just to talk a little bit about it, it's beautiful, artsy, set in a hotel. Hotel is in Bulgaria, and it's very kind of Wes Anderson Art Deco, really special. And I think a triumphant return for Kenzie. The music seems so, I don't know, it just seems so fully formed and stunning, and I can't wait to see what else is coming. You can stream it everywhere right now. It's hit a load of, it was on the first playlist I saw it on was A-List New Artists on Apple Music, which is my go-to playlist for finding brand new music. It's a really good one if you want to discover, not just discover either, it's artists that are well known but up and coming, but also artists like Kenzie who have kind of come back after a little break. And it's just, she described the song, it's a song about feeling like you're in a dark place when it feels like there's no reason to be waiting for that time to it's a song of basically what she described it as, is a song about when you're in a dark place and you just feel like there's nowhere to go and you don't know how to get out, and waiting for that time to pass and kind of waiting till you become that new person after you've kind of experienced a bit of a shit thing. I guess about going through the motions when the cycle seems like it's never ending. She's hopefully going to be, I'm going to try and get her back into the studio. She's not doing any interviews at the moment because she's working on brand new music already. But she's just beautiful, amazing. This is called Dark July. She is this week's champion. Really excited to see what else she's going to be bringing this year. Hit me up if you like this song. Make sure you go and stream it and watch the video. It's on Apple Music now.
June came, but we wanted more. More drama and harder core. Don't know what we're fighting for, but it's a chore. Are we just bored? Pull up through your neighborhood. I'm faking, she feeling good. So maybe it's Hollywood. Or maybe I'm just fading away. Can't get it together. No matter how hard I try. So blame it on the weather. Cause the summer came gray and way too dry. Party's back on the smoke outside. The boy who lived to spend the night, he can't decide. That's life. And we keep on saying it don't feel right. The promises breaking people lie. There's a way it be sometimes. A dark July. And I never look pretty when I cry. And I never look pretty when I cry. Cruising down the boulevard, you pick out your favorite star. He dropped names behind the bar. Like he are, who we think he are. Up late and I sleep all day. These thoughts don't just go away. The cover's hard, but they soft. So wrap me up, yeah. Just can't get it together. No matter how hard I try, to blame it on the weather. Cause the summer came gray and way too dry. Parties dragged on, I smoked outside. The boy who lived to spend the night, he came inside. That's life. And we keep on saying it don't feel right. The promises breaking people lie. There's a way it be sometimes. A dark July. And I never look pretty when I cry. When I cry. And I never look pretty when I cry. Pretty when I cry.
Reggie Snow, and I'm chilling with Harriet Rose. This is FUBAR Radio. What's good?
You love how I move you. You love how I touch you, my one. When all is said and done, you will believe God is a woman. And I feel it after midnight. A feeling that you can't fight, my one. It lingers when we're done. You believe God.
God is a woman. I believe it. I'm living it. Black Saint are in the building. How's it going, boys?
Good.
How you doing?
Welcome back. I'm very well, thank you. Lovely to have you back in the studio.
Lovely to
be back. Nice to be here.
Now we've revealed you.
Ah, yes, yeah.
Because the last time you were here,
you just talk about that.
You were like invisible.
Yeah, that didn't work.
Yeah, it didn't work out.
Get those gorgeous faces out there. That's what I say. You're back. You're out there now. We can see you.
Yeah, we're out there.
It was really weird, guys. Last time they came in, I had to close my eyes for the whole interview. They were real divas about it. They were like, "Don't look at me." I was like, "Okay, sorry."
We're trying to figure out if we wanted to wear helmets or that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, it was some kind of Daft Punk.
Yeah. It was like, "All right, that's not going to run."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what though? I've had a lot of artists come through that have worn masks and stuff, and it only hinders your voice. You can't speak as well when you've got a mask on.
It's long as well, trying to do that consistently, isn't it?
Oh, I know. Yeah. I know. You know for a fact that, like, halfway through, Dead Mouse is like, oh, fuck.
I just want to take this. Sweating. Yeah.
Marshmallow is livid. Like, he can't get through a door without, like, smacking his head. Or it's a nightmare. Although, at least you don't have to wash your face ever, I guess, or do anything.
I guess.
But, I mean, listen, I don't wash my face either, so, and I don't wear a mask. Or maybe I do. Who knows? Anyway, what have you been doing since you were last in? Releasing many bangers, obviously, but...
Yeah.
Have you been busy, busy boys?
Yeah, I mean, that's... We've just been really focused on putting out music, you know? It's been great for us. You know, I think last time... When were we last year? Was it like a...
It was over a year ago. Yeah.
This is the first radio interview we ever done. This was our very, very, very first one.
Yeah, and that was why I wasn't allowed to look you in the eye.
Yeah, exactly.
Speak directly
just
to you.
Trying to figure
you.
The whole thing out.
Yeah. But never did this before you released last year.
Yeah.
This time last year. Well, no. It was you filmed it at Carnival.
That's right, yeah.
Love the video. Filled with much love and, like, vibes. I mean, that festival in itself is that to a T. But I wanted to know, are you back there this weekend? Are you going to be filming any more stuff?
We are back there this weekend, but we're going to be enjoying it this weekend.
Okay.
We are going to film on the Monday just to show people around and all the different places we go to, because a lot of friends are going to be on stages. So we're going to jump on stage with them.
Who? You allowed to tell us?
No. I can't let you know.
Oh, yeah, you're not allowed to say anything.
We're actually
legally
not allowed to let anybody know where people are on Carnival, just in case masses, you know, congregate.
Wait, what? Yeah. Is that a thing for everybody?
For everyone, yeah. Yeah, they're not allowed to advertise it. Because I only found out when we were saying we wanted to tweet.
Well, that's what we've been told.
Yeah.
But I think it's true, because I don't think you get to know until the day before. Or something like that, on the day.
Let me get this right. Artists, when they perform, because people, you know, do big DJ sets, like Mark Ronson's done stuff. You know, he always does something, and everybody goes in, but you cannot say Mark Ronson's going to be here.
I don't think so. I think they locked down on it, because remember, Diplo used to be under the bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I think after a while, everybody wanted to get there.
Yeah, that's right.
Everyone wanted to be there, so I think they kind of slowed down on that. I think they wait now and let you know on the day or the.
Do you even know where you're going?
Yeah, we know.
Is it under the bridge?
No.
That's exciting though.
Yeah.
So you're going to do a bit of social media stuff and pop it and show everyone where you've been.
Yeah, all over that.
Yeah.
Oh, are you going both days?
Yes, I'm going to go.
Yeah, Jermaine always goes both days, morning till night.
Yeah, I love Carnival.
Which day is the best? Kids' Day or Wet and Wild Day is what I like to call it.
To be honest with you, I never actually ever felt the difference until somebody mentioned that the better artists are on the Monday, but both days are great to me.
But
I prefer Sunday though.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
because Monday's a bit stressful because you're like, even though we don't do normal jobs.
Yeah, I know.
But you think
everything's back to normal on Tuesday.
Exactly.
That's why you can really enjoy a Sunday.
What I love about it is that I don't have any days off, but I'm like, oh, bank holiday! Woo! Like, no, babe. It's the same as any other day for you.
It's because everybody else is getting involved. So
you pick up
the
energy.
So is it the better artists play the Monday or the Sunday?
I think that's how it works, yeah. The bigger artists are on the Monday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So it gives room for the kids to go and do what they're doing on the Sunday without Stampede.
So the kids, because I always thought the kids' day was... Kids' day's always been Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And that's also the kids are on the floats on the Sunday and then the adults are on the Monday.
Cute. Mm. Also, just everything about the vibe of the festival and, like, the colours and the costumes are just... Yeah. All we need to do is get Rihanna down to get in one of those costumes, because she obviously has done it in Barbados.
I'm surprised she hasn't been here.
Like, what is going on?
Carnival, she
loves a carnival.
She probably does, you know. She just probably rolls in disguise,
really,
you know.
You never know. Yeah. She's rolling around with that marshmallow hat on. You know?
Everybody thinks marshmallow's a guy. It's fucking Rihanna.
Exactly.
I knew it. Don't Wreck My Holiday, banger.
Mm-hmm.
This is your latest track. I really like it. It's been put on lots of playlists. David Guetta put it on his playlist.
He did. Yeah. Thank you, David.
Cheers, Dave. Good
cheers,
old
mate.
Dave.
Cheers, mate.
Response has been great, right?
Yeah.
Or not.
No, it has
your
been
own
great.
Response wasn't great, but
no, it has been good. I think for us, because it's a little bit more. You know, we've got lots of music, and this was like a step in a slightly another direction, which was a little bit more. less edgy than our other stuff, but still keeping the sound. I think it's been good. It's been good for us. We just keep it moving.
You're vibing it.
Yeah.
I want to know what the biggest thing is that can wreck your holiday. Mine always revolves around food. So if I pick the wrong restaurant, wrong dish, my whole holiday is ruined. So what wrecks your holidays?
Good question.
Mess.
Oh,
like
mess.
Yeah. When we went to to Miami recently, and DJ's mess, man.
Okay.
Like leaving like pants and stuff like.
Oh,
in the,
no.
In the bathroom. That was kind of wrecking my holiday. He's gonna hate that I'm saying this on radio.
And because he's not here, you can talk about the skin marks.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Poor guy.
Sorry, DJ.
Sorry, DJ, but you should have come in, mate.
Exactly. That's what
you should have come in. What about you?
Girlfriends.
Oh,
I'm really
okay.
Joking.
So
that
really
wrecks joking. Everyone's holiday. Jermaine's girlfriends wrecks everyone's holiday.
Oh, babe.
No, my girlfriends don't do that.
She sounds great. She can go on holiday with me instead, you bastards.
I'm single.
I'll
now.
Take her. Oh, I'm sorry. Is that why she wrecked your holiday so bad? Okay, let's move on from that. I love that mine was like, I just need to eat the right things, otherwise I get in a mood. What have you got planned for the next rest of the year, other than the epic thing that is Carnival this weekend? What's up? What's up for you guys for the rest of the year?
We're going to be releasing another single.
Ooh.
Which we can't say yet.
Which is so silent.
We don't even know what it is.
Silent but deadly.
We've got trying to be mysterious.
We're gonna pick.
So mysterious because you don't know which one it
exactly,
is.
Exactly. Basically.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And when are we going to know about that?
October,
November kind of time, I think.
And I'm going to call you a trifecta because that's what three people try.
Okay.
A trifecta is like when three things come together and they're very good, right?
Okay.
I think that's the meaning of the word.
Okay.
Who knows?
Okay.
Anyway, I'm using it. People have described it. I mean, people say it's like a cross-genre pollination. Everything now is a cross-genre pollination. I don't really believe in genres, but to kind of put some words on it, soul, house, jungle, UK, garage, reggae, pop, it's got loads of influences.
Yeah.
Does that just come from you three getting together and merging your influences, or is it a deliberate, right, what can we bring into this?
Yeah, no, it's definitely a natural, what we grew up listening to.
Yeah.
I mean, it's basically we want to put a music that we'd vibe to. And we listen to everything, you know, and so that music that we put out is a reflection of our own taste. You know, if we're not getting down to it in the kitchen, basically, which is where we do most of our partying in the kitchen.
You love to get down in the kitchen.
Yeah, in the kitchen. It goes down in the kitchen in North Wheezy.
I think that should be the name of your next single.
It's going
in
down.
The kitchen.
Serious?
Or that's the album. Yeah.
Gets Down in the Kitchen.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's a sick name. And your album cover should be your kitchen with DJ's dirty pants in the middle.
Stirring it in the pot.
Face mask of DJ because he won't be there for the photo. Either.
He won't turn up. What about an album? What are you saying?
Well, I guess.
Yeah, what are you saying, Warner?
What are you saying?
No. We're
love you really.
Yeah, of course. No, we've. I mean, we're basically making music all the time, and with the idea of putting it together for our album. I'm not too sure when we're actually going to release that album.
But the thing is, for artists, for like you guys, albums are it's a little bit of a different thing. Like singles are kind of the vibe right now, and EPs and smaller pieces of work, because that's how music gets digested, really, especially in your kind of genre.
Yeah, it is. But I think for us, I mean, the vision for what we were about, it wasn't like our thing. I mean, we looked at it as an album. I mean, when we first, you know, we've got songs that kind of cross, like you said, cross the genres. But there's a big picture that you're not able to kind of reach by just releasing single after single. Because some tracks you want to release are not like singles, but they're still important for the whole, you know, tone of what it is you're trying to do and what you're trying to say. So,
you need to create a story, and the story can't just be a story of banger, banger, banger.
Exactly.
Because that would be deeply stressful.
Nobody listens to that every day, do you?
Well, yeah. If a whole album was, it would just be. No,
that'd
too
be
much.
Intense.
Yeah. Too intense.
Exactly.
But I think that's important, and it's important for you to have for your journey marked, but it also doesn't have to be in the stereotyped way of releasing three singles and then releasing an album. It can come whenever you're ready to put
exactly.
it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is exciting.
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, we're just blessed that we're able to keep making music and putting out there, and you know, we love it. So it's a blessing.
And the next tracks, can you tell me anything about features that you've got on the next tracks or anyone you've been working with recently?
We kind of work within our collective.
Yeah.
So we've got a lot of singer-songwriters around us that we like to continue to use. When a good feature comes along, obviously, we'll snap that up.
Is there one person that you'd say yes to, like, in your mind straight away, that you're like, if this person asked or if this person came along, I'd immediately grab them and wrestle them into the single?
Yeah, Sun Little.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that for both of you?
Yeah, yeah.
So is that what goes down in the kitchen as well?
And the guy called Lee Fields, I don't know if you ever heard of him.
No.
He's like James Brown.
Like a James Brown, he's incredible. Lee Fields and the Expressions, and like, I'd love to get him on one of our tracks. It's like a James Brown. That is the dream right there.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Shouts to those guys then.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the peak. Well, should we have a little play then? Don't wreck my holiday.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Play it up.
Now we know how to wreck your holidays, knickers and girls. Can you guys introduce it for me?
I know girls don't wreck my holiday.
Oh, just girlfriends. Sorry, yeah, girlfriends.
Just specific.
So I'm okay to go on holiday with you then?
Of course.
Oh, sick. Even if I have a strop about where we go for dinner?
No, of course you can come. We'll just leave you.
Oh, thanks, babes. So can you guys introduce it for me? Such a gem.
I'm just playing.
Bye! Introduce it for us, because you're much better at it than me.
This is Don't Wreck My Holiday by Black Saint.
Woo!
What's up? This is SG Lewis. You're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio. Keep it locked.
Hello? Can I speak to you? Oh, never mind. So won't you be my child? So come on, talk to me. Tell me subway. With your girl case. That was the same. Now it's Tuesday. Nothing here. How to tuck in?
got to stay the same, even though you're not yourself and you've got somebody else. When they tell you that you've got yourself to blame, even though it's not your flow, but your heart just wants to know. No, from the subway,
you looked my way
with your girl gaze,
with your girl gaze.
That was the day
everything changed.
Now it's something else.
What's up, man?
We in here, man. We in here, man.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very, very well. It's lovely to have you in.
Great stuff.
We were just discussing Wraiths, weren't we?
Which is
a Rolls Royce.
It's a Rolls Royce.
It's a specific one.
It's very, very specific.
What makes you love them so much, or do you love them so much? Is it your favourite car?
I do love it. I wouldn't say it's my favourite car, but it's definitely top five. Yeah, top five. But it's just like, no Rolls Royce is like it. It's the only, like, two-door Rolls Royce there is, and obviously, you know, when you got the stars in the ceiling, that's it, innit? That's it.
And so that's from your new track, Stars in the Wraith.
Yeah.
So you've shot, I love the video.
Mm-hmm.
It's shot in Dubai.
Yeah.
The thing about Dubai is, because obviously Rolls Royce is an English company, isn't it?
Yeah,
but you see so many Rolls Royce and Bentleys in Dubai.
Crazy. It's like they're built over there. Yeah. They probably sell more over there than they do here, obviously.
I think so.
Arab money, oil money, you know.
It's a crazy rich place, Dubai.
Crazy.
Is that why you picked it for the video?
Dubai is just like, it's like my second home. I go over there, I just feel so welcome. Everyone endorses the culture. It's just crazy. Like, everything's basically a lot cheaper. Picking up cars is a lot cheaper. Getting hotels, luxury hotels, and all the luxuries, it's just all there. Everything that you want is there on your doorstep. So it's just like, I love it, man.
And you spent a bit of time there making the video with your pals.
Yep.
Did you have a lot of fun?
We had crazy fun. So that was the third time I've been there. But it's the first time I went with like a group of us. There was about like nine of us. We had villas and stuff like that, and yeah, brought the cameraman over. So it was just a whirlwind. Every day it's like, you know, we're in Ferraris, we've got Lamborghinis, we've got Rolls Royces. So you just feel like you made it.
What is your favorite car?
I think at the moment it is a McLaren. Between a McLaren and a Lamborghini Aventador.
Ooh.
Yeah, between
that sounds
between
like a computer game.
Ugh, it's a spaceship.
Yeah,
it's not, a spaceship.
Is that what has the suicide doors?
Yeah, exactly. See,
mostly from songs where they talk about suicide doors.
Yeah.
Put the suicide doors up.
You know.
You talk a lot about, on the track about fake people, fake wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that's prevalent around you in your industry? Have you seen it a lot, or is it just something you're commenting on from day-to-day
life?
Yeah,
like in the industry, on the road, there's just a lot of fake people that they'll pretend to be your friend in the industry, and then on the roads there's a lot of fake people that will claim that they're doing this and they've got that, but really they haven't got anything. So it's just about people just talking nonsense all the time. Like, just leave it alone. Just be real to yourself, innit? It's that's all it is.
There's no shame to be on the way up. You don't have to be a billionaire just when you start. Like, you can be on the way up, can't
exactly,
you?
Exactly. We all have to start from somewhere.
You've got a little video thing going that you've been posting on your Insta where people are sending you bags.
Racks.
Racks and bags.
Bags.
Is it 10 bags?
10 bags challenge, yeah.
It's 10 bags.
10
so
bags.
I've barely got 10 bags for life, let alone 10 bags of money. But a lot of people seem to have 10 bags of money.
I'm telling you. This is what I'm saying. It must be all these Arabs or something. I don't know what's going
Everyone's
on.
Everyone's sending you these videos with money and then watches and stuff like that.
Yeah. So
can we still be mates even though I've only got 10 bags for life?
Of course. I love you already.
Yeah. So just so you all know, guys, it can be acceptable to have 10 bags for life and also good for the environment.
Exactly. So
you've had a great response, though, from people sending you the videos, haven't you?
Yeah. Crazy response. I think it's just them people, they want to know, like, look, listen, I'm not fake. I really do this. Look,
I've got it.
So, yeah.
And it goes off crazy when you perform it out. It's a good vibe, isn't it?
Yeah, it's mental. I've just had it's like my third performance, but my first festival is the Butterfly Festival.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was insane. Yeah, that was insane.
Where's that one?
That was in Croydon, like Croydon's first festival. Yeah, that was insane. Like, literally after I performed, the crowd was going crazy, and as soon as I came off stage, it's just like the whole tent followed me outside.
That's so sick.
Yeah, it was mad.
Was it one of those moments where you were like, this is what I wanted to get to?
It was crazy. And that's what I like more than anything. I love being on stage. I'm comfortable on stage, innit? So I brought my cameraman down there, so we've all got it on 4K. So yeah, sick. You'll see some of it in my new video coming out, which is called Ya Ya. So
yeah, tell us a bit
one.
About that. You got some new tracks on the way. Ya Ya is the first one, is it?
Ya Ya. Actually, Ya Ya was supposed to be the one that I was going to put out next. However, we've got a Stars in the Wraith remix coming, guys. So, yeah. So
okay, who?
We can't say yet. We can't say yet.
Is it a boy or a girl?
There's boys on the track.
There's boys.
And there's some big artists on the track coming.
Okay,
so
that suggests to me that it's like a couple of boys, maybe.
Yeah.
Can I get, I don't know, maybe it's Crept and Conan.
I don't know.
That's the couple of boys that comes to my head. That's my guess.
There's a couple of boys on it, boy.
Well, when's that coming out?
That is coming out, I would say, within the next 2 weeks.
And then after that, we've got...
Then we've got Ya Ya.
Ya Ya, and then are you just going to keep dropping singles throughout the year?
Yeah, I think I'm just going to keep dropping singles. I've got another one that I had to push back as well. That's a crazy one with my friend King. That's called Southside. That one's a stupid banger as well.
Oh, really?
There's so much to come. I'm gassed.
It's an exciting time for you. Like, things are looking really exciting.
Well. Everything's patterning up. Everything's getting in order. I'm getting managements and PR people and ARs, and everything's just falling into place for me. All the help that I needed is just falling into place. So it's a good look, man.
That's exciting, man. Time next year, you'll be at all the festivals.
Yeah, like wireless. Get paid maybe 10 bags.
Yeah, get some bags.
You get me?
Get some bags for life. Get some bags. Get just load handbags. Whatever kind of bags you can get.
Any
hold
kind of
babe.
Bags. Any bags and racks. Some clothes racks.
Some handbags in Dubai. I know about that. Get some handbags there as well.
Yeah, we could pick you one up.
Yeah.
Bring you one back, you know.
Yes, please.
What are you like? Chanel, Louis?
All of it, mate. You pick it. I think you've got the talent to be able to pick me a good band. Should we play a bit of Stars in the Wraith then?
Yeah, let's get it, man.
We all now know about the Stars in the Wraith as well. We know what it means.
You know what it is. You know what it means.
It's a big banging car that has got stars in the roof.
It's crazy.
And we're going to have a little play of this, and then we're looking forward to your new singles that are going to be coming out later this year and the remix for this.
Yeah, look out for the remix.
Make sure you send it me, please, so I can play it.
Of course.
Can you, Smirka, can you introduce this for me?
Yeah, this is me, Smirka. We're on FUBAR Radio. This is Stars in the Wraith. Yeah, let's get it.
Little man talking bare wass on the roads. There's only a selected few that's real out here. Just think about it. Have you ever seen the stars in the rave? Can you rise 10 bags out your safe?
No, you can't, can't.
Oh, shut your mouth, man, you fake.
What?
Chatty patty boy, Ricky Lake.
Chat, chat, chat.
Scooter, doop, doop, then we skate. Two skanks deep in a car chase. Boom, bam, bam, then we bust case. Chatty patty boy, Ricky Lake. Done road and I done dirt.
Done that
5 litre truck when I skirt, skirt. Why you mad at me? Cause I put in work. If I didn't, then the ops, then we'll never learn. You took a left, I took a right turn.
What?
Pat the plug's chest, look, bro, it's my turn.
Listen up.
Now every other clown says he flies birds.
Dick.
Bro, you ain't flying shit, you're just a damn nerd.
Clown.
Hammer down the 4-5, watch the car jerk. Tires spinning everywhere, watch the car swerve. I told my bro, stay in your lane. This a wolf's world, nothing like a video game. Me and Treat pressed, 110 in the range. Turbos, full blast, yeah, they're going insane. Full time to the world, yeah, we're taking the stage. You ain't cut from my cloth, we ain't nothing the same. Have you ever seen the stars in the rave? Can you rise 10 bags out your safe?
No, you can't, can't.
Oh, shut your mouth, man, you fake.
What?
Chatty patty boy, Ricky Lake.
Chat, chat, chat.
Scooter, doop, doop, then we skate. Two skanks deep in a car chase. Boom, bam, bam, then we bust case. Chatty patty boy, Ricky Lake.
Put the pedal to the floor. Buy a car, mixing with a roar. Pyrex ripping in the bowl.
Okay.
Get it for the low. Email, book me for a show. 24 carat, yeah, it's gold. All we do is glow. Real talk, they got me in my zone. And them versus us, it isn't close. I ain't trying to boast. Real talk, we coming for the throne. And real talk, the summer's looking cold. Yeah, we on the road.
Okay.
Still in the lab and I'm cooking.
Cooking
still
up.
For the F to the fullest. Back with the business.
Back.
You ain't putting work, you a rookie.
Never.
Anytime I burst, it's a spillage. Line up the killers. Me and Lucky L with the spinners. Trying to make it home for my dinner. Fuck with my hitters.
Sure.
How you gonna fuck with my niggas?
Never.
How you gonna fuck with the winners?
Have you ever seen the stars in the rave? Can you rise 10 bags out your safe?
No, you can't, can't.
Oh, shut your mouth, man, you fake.
What?
Chatty patty boy, Ricky Lake.
Chat, chat, chat.
Scooter, doop, doop, then we skate. Two skanks deep in a car chase. Boom, bam, bam, then we bust case. Chatty patty boy, Ricky Lake. Have you ever seen the stars in the rave? Can you rise 10 bags out your safe?
No, you can't, can't.
Oh, shut your mouth, man, you fake.
What?
Chatty patty boy, Ricky Lake.
Chat, chat, chat.
Scooter, doop, doop, then we skate. Two skanks deep in a car chase. Boom, bam, bam, then we bust case. Chatty patty boy, Ricky Lake.
Some stars.
No, you can't, can't. Fit, what? Chat, 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 chat.
What's up? This is Will I Am, and you're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Put some respect on my check. Pay me in equity.
Pay me in equity.
Watch me reverse out of dicks. He got a bad bitch. We live in lavish, lavish. I got expensive fabrics. I got expensive habits.
He wanna go with me. He likes to roll away. He wanna be with me. He wanna give me that vitamin D.
Yeah.
ball, take a top shift. Call my girls and put them all on a spaceship. Hang one night with him, say I'll make you famous. Hey. Have you ever seen the stage going ape shit? Step my money fast and go.
Fucking coop, finna pull up in the zoo. I'm like Chief, keep me Rafiki, who been lying king to you? Pocket watch it like kangaroos. Tell these clowns we ain't amused. Man, the clips for that monkey business. 4-5 got change for you. Motorcades when we came through. Presidential with the planes too. Went bet against you with the residential. Undefeated with the cane too. I said no to the Super Bowl. You need me, I don't need you. Every night we in the end zone. Tell the NFL we in stadiums too. Last night was a fucking zoo. Stage diving in a pool of people. Ran to Liverpool like a fucking beetle. Smoking Gorilla Glue like it's fucking legal. Tell the Grammys, fuck that 0 for 8 shit. Have you ever seen a crowd going ape shit?
Change. I don't give a damn about the fame.
Nope.
GA plane. Alexander Wayne. Woo. She a thought that you claim. Woo. Can be tapping my ring. Oh. Now popping my bitches off, popping. We go to the dealer and cop it off. Sipping my favorite alcohol. Got me so lit, I need Tylenol. All of my people are free, I'm on. I feel no one wanna see the stars. Sending the missiles off. Tricking my inhibitions off. 250 for the rich and meal. Yeah, yeah. Living a feel. My body made jiggle go near. Man, my mama, my lord, my shield. Look at my jewelry, I'm lethal. These diamonds on me, they see. I'm a Martian, they wishing they equal. I got M's off the back of Ibiza. Give me the ball, give me the ball. Take a top shift. Call my girls and put them all on a spaceship. Hang one night with him, say I'll make you famous. Have you ever seen a crowd going ape shit? Step my money fast and go.
Carter's Footsteps joins me in the studio now.
Hey, hey.
How you doing, mate?
I'm good.
You look fly, wearing an Adidas.
Yeah.
Old school Adidas.
This is like I got this maybe 5 or 6 years ago.
It's very sick.
I know, I've worn it like twice in my life.
Oh, that's the thing though, because with those, it's just for everyone listening, it's very multicolored. Beautiful red, green, yellow, blue.
Loving your description.
With a little Adidas stripe along the sleeve. But if you wear that too much, everyone's going to be like, dude, you wear that all the time.
And that's the thing, because like when I got it years ago, I was like, I don't know when I can wear this next. I wore it once and then it just kind of like faded into my wardrobe.
Yeah.
Literally found it today. I'm like,
ooh,
let's do it.
Bring it out.
Let's bring it out.
Well, it's a welcome addition.
Thank you.
A welcome addition. So how's things? Everything seems to be going very exciting for you.
Yeah, it's going all right. I can't complain. Feeling good, feeling blessed, feeling happy.
Maxi Dress is the new track. It's big.
Thank you.
Like, a lot of features on it. You kind of smashed it on this one.
Thank you. You said that so intensely. You looked at me in the eyes and everything. Thank you.
I look people in the eyes a lot. It's kind of scary. Sorry. Cool. I hope I don't scare you too much in this,
it's
this interview.
All right. It's all right.
Shakedemus and Pliers, little Murder, She Wrote, kind of flex on there.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is one of my all-time favourite songs.
Oh, for real?
I'm a DJ, and that, without fail, I don't think I've ever played a DJ set where I haven't played that song.
And it always works.
Every single time.
Always works. There you go.
Everyone Dutty Wines and dances like
and everything
freaks.
They can do.
Yeah.
That's why when I did the whole little kind of like sampling thing,
yeah.
I was like, I think I'm onto something here.
It's very, very cool. Talk me through the features because it's very exciting we've got these guys on the track. Yeah. But talk me through each one. Like, how did you end up working with them?
Okay, so it's a mixture of just, so I've said it a million times, I'm thankful to have like a good management team and a good team around mm-hmm. me, and we kind of just like spread out and just try and find people and have those conversations.
Yeah.
So it worked out. So first and foremost, on the track there's two Caribbean guys, two African guys. Obviously yeah. that type of music right now is really working. Yeah. The fusion's perfect. We got YC from Nigeria, and that was just, it was similar for all of them. Basically, I made the beat because I produced it. I'm a yeah. producer. And I sung the hook, and that's all that was there. And then everyone that we kind of asked to be on it, they just loved how it sounded unfinished. They're like, this is amazing. Mm, we just want to be a part of it.
Sick.
And it literally just carried on like that.
I'm a big fan of Shaka as well. Like, yeah, I've met him a couple of times. He's a really, really nice guy.
Yeah, very.
But it's cool because you kind of, it's an impactful way to kind of do a track, I think, as well.
Yeah.
The power behind getting more artists and more influencers on tracks is how it's working right now.
Yeah, it's kind of like everyone has their own point of view about said subject. And like, yeah, it just helps.
And it's your debut, so it's important yeah. that you got it right.
There you go.
Do you feel like it's the right? Has it been exactly how you want it to be? Like, is the track exactly? Because I know you're a producer as well, so yeah. you kind of need it to be perfect in every way.
You know what it is? It gets to that weird state where I've heard it so many times, obviously, because like, we're working it so many times. I've never got bored of it, because every time it's played out or I see someone new that likes it, it just revitalizes how I feel about it.
Yeah.
But as for my first track, yeah, it's perfect. I loved using the sample, because in my household, those types of tracks were played daily by my dad.
So good.
So just to kind of do that, and even how happy my dad was like when I done it as well.
Really?
And my family back home. Like, so yeah, it's the perfect first track.
And I feel like it's the kind of stepping point for the next bit of music 100%. As well, which is a nice intro to you.
There you go.
So you're a producer originally. This is your first foray into being an artist.
Yes.
Debut, but this is not the first thing you've produced. Tell me a little bit about your sort of...
Well, my background.
Yeah, your production life.
Jeez. My production life. It's a long one.
Yeah.
It's a very long one.
What made you switch? What was the thing that made you go in front of the mic?
You know what it is? I've done little bits and bobs in front of the mic before, but I've never fully accepted, you know, I'm just going to do a song.
Be an artist.
Yeah. I've like, because there's always like these weird stigmas about artists and everything else and blah, blah. I'm like, no, I'm not one of them. I'm a producer. I'm behind the scenes.
Right, right.
Until one day you just think, I'm like, if you're going to be honest with yourself on why you're scared of making progression, I feel like we all go through it. Like, there's something we want to do, but we're like, no, I'm not going to do that because this, this, and this. But then if you just take that leap of faith, which is why it's called a leap of faith,
yeah, yeah,
you'll be rewarded for it.
Yeah, 100%.
So that's why I just thought, forget just being in the shadows all the time, because why not just go forward?
Get out of the shadows.
Yes. I could be in the shadows and at the front as well.
So yeah. When you working as a producer, were you footsteps as a producer as well?
Footsteps as a producer.
Okay, because I wasn't sure whether that was like your new thing.
Yeah, it gets weird. A lot of people kind of like think there's like a different, it's just me. Like, yeah, just footsteps.
Your footsteps everywhere.
Everywhere.
So what size foot are you?
13, 14.
So that is a footstep and a half right there. That is a real footstep.
Yeah, it's not easy buying trainers.
No.
It's not. I couldn't tell you the last time I physically bought trainers.
Oh, my God.
Everything's online.
Mate.
Yeah.
I'm size 6.
I remember being size 6 in year 4.
Lol. Year 4, year 5. When did you get to size 14, 15? How old were you?
I don't know. You know what?
Tell me you were like 14 walking in just like boom.
No, I like throughout secondary school, the majority of it I was like size 12. And then I think around college I hit 13.
And then you added some more toes on the front.
And it's weird because I'm 14 in like certain trainers, right. Not like all of them.
There's a lot of returns that you do then.
Oh yeah, it happens. It happens.
But like, you got to be fly with your trainers, so it's important. You
yeah,
know?
I can literally fly. They're that big. I could just just move it back and forth and take off.
You but must yeah. be a really good swimmer.
You would think so.
Paddles out.
You would think so. You would think so.
But it's a good name. I like it. It's kind of like...
I didn't choose it.
Oh, what?
I didn't choose it.
So the literally, name chose you.
I was in school and I wanted like a really... This is secondary school and I wanted like a really cool name. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When you start, this is when you first started making music.
No, even I was making music, but I was like in year 7.
So this was just like a nickname.
Yeah.
Right, right, right.
And everyone just called me Bigfoot and Footsteps and Foot. Or like Foot and Mouth when that became a thing or whatever.
Oh, just no. Like, yeah. I'm glad you didn't go with Foot and Mouth as your name. That would not have been as nice.
It literally stuck. It got so bad. I realised that that's going to have to be my name when a teacher said it. And I was like, oh, it's done. It's done now.
Does anybody in your life still call you your actual name, or is it always Footsteps now?
My parents.
Oh, so they do. They've not just...
Yeah, they call me by my actual name. And I think that's pretty much it.
Oh, okay. Your government name.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. And it's so weird because like my government name, I don't want to sound like I'm just up my own ass, but it's a lot nicer.
You've got a sick government name. Will you tell us?
I don't mind saying it.
Go on.
I feel like there's like a like lead up to it now. Now, my real name is Coryell.
Oh, wow. That is a beautiful name.
So when people hear like, why? Why would you allow people to call you Foot?
And then they see your feet and they're like, because his feet are sick.
Pretty much. They're saying that while they're standing on my feet talking
to me.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah.
Listen, it's good. You've got an impactful footstep. Your name is Footsteps.
There you go.
It's important.
You'd be surprised the amount of people that don't put two and two together. Like, why are you called Footsteps? Oh, your feet are massive. They just think it's like a music thing. I don't get it, but...
But yeah. I like it because it's kind of that like childhood thing of just literally it was the nickname that you were given.
That's
it. It's really cute. I like that.
Thanks. Being named after a body part is cool, I guess.
I don't know what I would be. I guess I'd be like small boobs or something. Grey hair, maybe.
Grey hair, small boobs.
I've got grey hair. Grey hair, small boobs.
There you go.
There we go.
Perfect.
If only I could have got that at school, I could have had that real backstory to it as well.
Yeah.
But I can be like Footsteps gave me the grey hair, small boobs. I won't tell people you call me small boobs.
Yeah, that sounds like a case waiting to happen. But yeah.
So tell me about what's coming next. What are you working on at the moment?
Okay, so obviously there's Maxi Dress. There's a video that we've shot.
I know. I saw a little clip on your Instagram.
Yes, there's video coming. And that should be sooner than later. I'll give it a week or two.
Oh, sick.
We've got a remix as well.
Ooh.
Yeah, the remix.
Who's going to be on that?
So we've got two Ghanaian artists. Ooh. On that, so Kiddy and Kwame.
Sick.
And we've got a London-based artist called Sonna as well.
Great.
And it was co-produced by Bio Music as well.
Wow.
So it's like an Afro house.
Sick.
The whole vibe is so different. I'm looking forward to that one. Like, obviously I've heard it, but you know,
yeah.
I'm looking forward to putting that one out. It's a whole new thing.
And then after that, are you going to be releasing any more singles this year?
Oh yeah. So there's going to be more Footstep singles.
Yep.
There's a load that I've got now. We're just kind of like ciphering through the right ones and the right features.
Nice.
Then I've also got features with other artists, and I've got obviously a lot of my own production as well. Like, it doesn't stop.
It's kind of easier for you, isn't it? Because you already have the beats and stuff because you're making them already. Is it difficult to pick what ones are for you and what ones are for other people?
You know what? No. Because I make it, so I hear it first.
Yeah.
And then
I
can just kind of like vibe on it. And if it goes well, then I just don't send it to no one.
Sick.
And then there has been times where I've sent a beat to someone that, oh, I've got this idea, and then I've done like something on it.
And then you've been like, shit, ignore that.
No, I don't even, I'm just telling you, you can't use it.
Oh,
you know what it is? This is the thing. And I think every producer will understand and agree with me on this. When you are in a studio with an artist and you come with like maybe 20 beats and they're sitting there and they're like, oh, play me something. And they're like, oh, I don't like that, next. I don't like that, next. I don't like that, next. But then as a producer, you can't say next to an artist. You can say next.
Oh, so true.
So I say next all the time.
Because it's like actually really mean to be like, no, don't like it.
But they feel like they can do that.
Yeah, that's so true. I never thought about that.
But I can't next you. I can 100% next you.
Oh my God, Footsteps next you.
So
see you later.
There you go. So if I don't like that verse, let's do it again. Let's do a different one.
Love it.
There you go.
I love your vibe.
Yeah, the producer, man. Good vibes and all of that, but
go
make it happen.
Should we play a bit of Maxi Dress then?
We should.
Excited to hear the remixes. It's going to be sick.
Gonna
How many are you going to put out? Just one?
Just the one.
Ooh. Maybe like a bonus one at Christmas when we're all needing a bit of a present.
There you go. Wear a Maxi Dress in the winter. Why not?
Sick. Oh, listen, you can wear a Maxi Dress anytime.
Tell them.
Just pop over to like Jamaica or Dubai where it's hot in the winter.
Easy. Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Can you introduce it for me, babe?
Okay, so this is my new single, Maxi Dress. With Footsteps, me, YC, Shaka, and Malogo.
Sick.
Oh, I love a girl in a maxi. I love the way her body shows.
I love it.
And if a girl can fill out a maxi,
I love it.
I promise I won't let her go. Oh, I love a girl in a maxi. I love the way her body shows. And if a girl can fill out a maxi, I don't know. But I love a girl in a maxi dress. In a maxi dress.
Okay, you know I love a girl,
though. I love a girl in a maxi dress.
Yeah.
I love a girl in a maxi dress.
Ain't nobody but a
slim thing up in a maxi dress. Slim thing, how I like a mask, my ex. Spec like mine, so you can't regret. She a 10 out of 10, like she passed the test. Yeah. I'm a so fine, I'm a Dadani. Looking like she straight up on my fantasy. See me with your girl, stop panicking. I put her in the Uber, where I'm from, there's no Addison.
And we be out in traffic on the Zumba. I be in the back trying to pull up to your boomba. I swear I like them hot like a cigarette. You know I like them girls in a maxi dress.
I love a girl in a maxi dress. I love a girl in a maxi dress. In a maxi dress,
I love it.
I love a girl in a maxi dress.
I'm usually good at conversation, but your dress controls my concentration. The way you wear the thing is a calculation. Yeah, and I'm so good at dividing. How your body shape so mad, so mad. Your maxi on or off.
I love a girl in a maxi dress.
Ooh,
I love a girl in a maxi dress.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I love a girl in a maxi dress.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
I love a girl in a maxi dress.
Give me that, make it lively. Give me what I want. Jack and baby, sip Bacassi. Mama, don't delay. Your dirty wine, dirty bracket all out. Like young man, I'll take you away and blow your back out. The way you take it, boom, boom. Elevation, true, true. It's captivating, and you too. Girl, I read it, you're good, good. Maxi dress.
I love a girl in a maxi dress.
Oh, in a maxi dress.
I love a girl in a maxi dress.
I promise I'm let to go.
I love a girl in a maxi dress.
Yeah, yeah. Show.
I love a girl in a maxi dress.
We love a girl in a maxi dress. I haven't worn a maxi dress in ages. Very, very lovely, lovely interviews, by the way, today. Footsteps, what a babe. Also, big feet. Big feet give it, you know, mean that they're tall and they can make good music. That's what we've learned from Footsteps. Reading Festival this weekend, guys. Very, very excited. Huge lineup this year for Reading and Leeds, I feel. Kendrick Lamar's, of course, headlining. Fall Out Boy, Travis Scott, Kings of Leon, Panic at the Disco. It's a lot going on. There's a lot going on. Papa Roach is going to be playing. Kate Nash. I'm really excited about this one. We're going to get backstage. We're going to be bringing you lots of incredible interviews from this year. Post Malone, my best friend, is going to be playing. The Kooks are playing. The Wombats, Nines is playing. It's a big one. Brockhampton, who we absolutely love on this show, are going to be playing. I'm so excited. We have actually got an interview booked, but we're going to run at the speed of light after the interview and go and... Have a little watch of them. We're very excited. Hopefully, maybe we'll even get them to have a chat with us. Who knows? So now I'm going to be playing you. Oh, by the way, we're all going to see Britney Spears on Sunday. So we'll be getting a full review of that on next week's show. So excited. So I sat down with Yogi last week and we had a really long chat about his new single, which features Ray Black and loads of other incredible artists. He is wonderful. Make sure you go and check him out. This is such a lovely interview. We had a nice time. He's living in LA. Anyway, without further ado,
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Yogi's in the building. How's it doing, mate?
It's good. How are you?
Yeah, really good, thanks. Lovely to have you in.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate that.
Did I hear you're off to Los Angeles?
Yes.
Going to make some more music, because you live there now, right?
I live there, yeah.
But you are from, you know, you're living...
I'm born
this
and
is your
raised
home.
In London.
This
yeah.
is your home.
I'm back a lot. Yeah. I'm back a lot, like every other month, or every 2 months or something like that.
But I guess in your career, LA is really good place to be.
Yeah, it is.
There's the
just,
hub.
It's like a creative community, do you know what I mean? So it's like, just there, it just like, things are quicker. Do you know what I mean? If you want to finish a song, you want to work with a writer, you want to do all that kind
of
stuff.
You want to get a really quick frappuccino. It happens a lot quicker there.
Yeah, well, it's pretty much the same.
Oh, really? Still slow coffee.
Well, it's not bad here. It's not that bad. The queues are longer there, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but the queues here weren't that bad.
Well, you should stay here, then.
I love it here. I prefer it here.
How long have you been here?
What, in London?
Yeah. In this...
trip.
Yeah.
like 4 days.
Oh, right. So nothing at all, really.
Yeah, nah, just quick.
Well, 4 or 5 days. I'm very excited by this new single, Baby.
Thank you.
It came out just earlier in the summer. It's featuring Ray Black, Kid Ink, Malik Berry.
Yeah.
You've discussed a lot about how, because you're creating your new album right now.
Yeah.
How you're merging LA and London. And this song seems to do that very well.
Yeah.
With just two London artists and an LA artist.
Yeah, exactly. Just blending the cultures together.
Yeah.
What I see is like the culture from my perspective. Do you know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm trying to do with the album, is make it a very driving album, because I used to drive in London all the time and I'm driving in LA all the time.
Well, you have to in LA, don't you? You can't get anywhere without a car.
There's no real public transport. There is, but
no one uses it.
No one uses it. But I think they're trying to make it better. But it's like a driving album, you know, merging LA culture, merging London culture. Do you know what I mean? And different bits here and there. Do you know what I mean? But it's like definitely trying to merge the two together.
I feel like these features as well are just really of the moment. Like Ray Black's obviously won the BBC prize and then has had a little year to write. Is currently writing her.
Yes.
Her album just released, Run Run, which is
big tune.
Huge.
Yeah.
And really big fan of hers. And Malik Berry as well. Like, what a...
Crazy.
It's just really exciting to have those two London artists on and then bringing in Kid Ink as well to kind of have that LA swag.
Yeah. That's the whole idea.
It felt very right. Was there an order or a way in which you chose the features for this track, or was it kind of...
No. Do you know what I mean? Like, when you do it, it's like... You just want to get it done. So whoever's going to do it first is kind of how I was just doing it. And then I knew where people were going to go. So I was just sending, you know, just this bit, or, you know, we need the hook, or the first verse, second verse kind of thing.
Did you know them before?
No, but...
So it was a fresh new track for all of you, which is...
Yeah, do you know, but I kind of like new, you know, from the scene and being in LA, you run into people and like everyone's coming up and everyone like comes through LA, like all UK artists come there. So you're meeting everyone and everybody wants to go out as well and see what's going on. So you always bump into people all the time.
Well, it feels like at the moment a lot of, because I know Nina Nesbitt, who we had on the show the other day, and LMA, obviously.
Yes.
Artists who are British artists who've gone over there and smashed it.
Yeah, definitely. LMA is killing it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and she was bubbling there before over here.
Yeah, no.
Like, I would hear her on the radio over there. And then...
Nothing here.
Not much here. And then coming here now and seeing it...
And booed up. Suddenly just blew up, didn't it, out here. And then she got all the remixes. It was
crazy
remixes. Sick. Absolutely sick.
Yeah.
How did you... When you transitioned to moving to... Oh, actually, before I move on to that, let's talk about the Julio Bashmore.
Yes.
You know, the fact that the sample is Osev. It's pronounced Osev, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. Because I didn't want to sound like a dick.
Yeah,
it's a huge track.
Yeah,
and you're creating a homage to it that's your own and making it, and it's completely different.
Yeah,
it's a 2018 Osev. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was it nerve wracking, or were you just like, this is a beat, I need to make it mine, that's it?
I mean, you just make things, but it was only nerve wracking when you're like, putting it out, are people gonna think I'm like dissing, you know what I mean? Is it disrespectful or anything? Only when you put it out. But when you're making it, you're not thinking it like that.
No,
you're just,
I
like,
suppose.
Let's just try and use this and reintroduce it to some people who have maybe never heard it before. Just flip it into something else. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's a really popular thing that's happening in music right now as well.
Yeah.
It's chart bangers are created usually from samples of other songs.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was happening before, but people really weren't aware of it. And now sampling is at a stage where we're sampling newer and newer things, whereas before it was like they'd sample the 70s or the 80s or something like that. But now it's like, you know, all of that's been used up. What else is there to sample? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like that Drake album, Scorpion, is like the most levels of samples I've ever heard
that
in my
Mariah
life.
Mariah Carey sample.
Unreal.
You know what I mean?
Like, it's, and also he samples like Lil Wayne and like songs that you wouldn't expect. And that's what I like about this, is because it's not necessarily a song that I even remembered until I realized it was a sample. And then I was like, oh, okay. Because it's not from it was 2012 or something.
Yeah, it was recent.
Yeah.
It's not like an old, do you know what I mean? It's a recent big house tune.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
But it was about, you've made it into more my kind of music, which is
good.
What I like.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously, I'm a big fan of Julia Bashmore, but it's not, that's not my vibe. Like, I'm on a more of a hip-hop R&B
side
of it.
You know what? I think that at that time when I rediscovered it, right, it was 2015, and when I originally made the beat for it, and I just felt like an American producer would find this. So I was like, I'm going to do it before one of them did it. Do you know what I mean? And I was there and I could see the trend happening. And I was like, nah, I'm going to do this one before them, because they don't, not over there, the hip hop community wasn't aware of Serve like they were of Show Me. What's that? The one that Mustard Sample.
Oh, yeah, Kid Ink
was on.
Do you know what I mean?
But they were aware of that, but they weren't aware of like UK house kind of thing. So I was like trying to.
You might as well use your. Like the positives of you being a Londoner.
Yeah, exactly. And that is
take
a big
advantage.
Positive.
Do you
know what I mean? The people's knowledge here that they think is big over here and in Europe sometimes doesn't translate all the way over there.
Oh,
so
God, they don't know
that.
Anything. Like, 90, and I'm not, this is me generalizing, but like grime and garage and loads of stuff that we are like, you know, I DJ a lot, and when I play garage, sometimes it's like, what is this?
Yeah.
And it's like, this is the music of London, of the UK, of the late 90s. Like, you know, it's like...
100%. That's why when I was going through over, then I would look at garage and grime and the early grime coming in, Wiley.
Yeah, 2000s.
You know what
like,
I mean? But
yeah.
there's some things there. Pay As You Go.
Yeah.
Wiley. There's some things there that can be thought about, sampled, and flipped into.
Please flip Wearing My Rolex, because I would die for that.
What's that other one? Dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun.
That one. No weed, no weed. Them mother. Pay As You Go, pay As You Go.
You can say fuckers.
Them motherfuckers.
Yay!
But that one, that's a hidden gem. Someone flips that. It's like.
We don't tell anyone, guys. Whoever's listening, don't tell anyone.
No, someone go and flip it. Because I tried it and I've got a version, but I'm just like.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Let's do back to back.
Exactly.
Release them both.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's like we've got things. We just got to. Do you know what I mean?
Well,
like,
if I'm excited for what you've got, because if you've had that since 2015, then I'm excited to hear what this album's going to be like.
It's dope.
It's dope.
Yeah, I'm excited for people to hear it.
What can you tell us about the album? Coming out later this year, right?
Coming out later this year, it's very much about the first half of the album and the intro and everything is about me living and driving in Camden. My experience of driving, you know, being stopped by the police.
And a horrible story I read that you spoke about, that it was it was awful.
Yeah, just being pulled out by the police of my car. They hit my car and pulled me out of the car. And
accused you of being a terrorist. And a
drug dealer and all just random shit. So
you've had all of that happen at different times? Like, you've had it happen on multiple occasions?
Well, nah, that time...
Was one specific.
Really stuck with me. And I was like, yo, I'm going to make the album very much centered around my experience driving.
It's just awful.
It is, but do you know what I mean? It actually gave me a good idea, you know, it fueled an idea that I was just been running with and gave me a good threading throughout what brings the album together.
Do you know what I think that is? I think people are confused by people driving at night because they assume that if you're not drink, like, why are you not out drinking? Because I've got such a drinking culture in London.
Yeah.
It's like, well, if you're driving a car, then what are you doing? You must be working.
You must be doing something.
Yeah, you must.
But you know what's funny? It was me and Amir from Rudimental.
Really?
Driving in this car. I was dropping him home. We were going to the club. I dropped him home and he was with me. They pulled me out the car and I'm like, yo, Amir, take a picture of this. So I got the picture of me being arrested.
And they just arrested you for no, like, there was nothing.
They cuffed me. They put me in the car. They threatened, I'm going to scan your face, this, that, whatever. But that's what the I don't want to give too much away, but that's the album. And then, you know, my experience of, you know, being in LA and, you know, and being in London and like merging one, you know, body of work together. So
because they both got their areas that need to be worked on in terms of the police force and in terms
I think like over there it is even more scarier.
Well, they've got guns, so that's exactly. It's a lot scarier. Yeah,
yeah. So whatever, it is what it is, but it's good. It's like it's definitely like a real perspective album. It's not like, you know, pop songs or anything like that. That, you know, I've tried to take it there as well, and there's some jams on that album, don't get me wrong. But there's some like conscious ones that make you think as well.
But I also think it's really important for people to talk about it, because if you don't talk about it, how is it going to change? How are we going to combat it?
I don't feel like we've had that body of work yet.
It's definitely not something that I've been aware of. I think everyone's perspective is also different.
Exactly.
So your perspective of how you experience this situation is going to be totally different to anyone else. And actually, other people might go, wow, I can't believe that happened.
Yeah.
But actually, it's like, well, it's day-to-day life for a lot of people.
And exactly.
Some people have experienced it more than others, and other people have never experienced it. So it's kind of eye-opening.
Yeah, some people... luckily, I've got the medium to talk about it and express it, so I'm going to use it to do that.
Well, I'm very excited.
Same here.
Thank you so much for coming through. It's been lovely to have you. Good luck back in LA.
Thank you. Cheers.
I hope you have some nice, I don't know, what do they do there? Frappuccinos. That's the only thing I can think of, like cold drinks.
Probably, yeah. There's loads. It's all
I tell you Mexican what's great drinks. There.
Yeah.
The nachos that they sell in like what is the equivalent of like Tesco. You get nachos in that corner shop and you put the cheese on. Unreal.
Oh, yeah, they do that. But there's some... I'm telling you, there's some crazy nachos things going on there. It's really good. And organic tacos and stuff like that.
Oh, my God. I need to get over there. I've only been once. I need to experience it again.
Let me know when you're there.
Yes, I'll come and do some stuff in the studio with you.
Yeah, we'll make another album.
No. shall we play a bit of Baby?
Let's do it.
Can you introduce it for us, please?
Yes. This is my new single, Baby, featuring Ray Black, Malik Berry, and Kid Ink.
Lil' mama, you gon' catch a case, nothing you're doing. With your waist, I'ma call the police on your behind, swear I don't lie. See trouble where you cause, if you ain't careful, you be doing time for the way you whine. Make all the boys shiver, ain't cold though. Yeah, you're packing heat like a stove though. Shake your money, make her got me spending more dough. She wanna ride with a baller, African boy, shot caller. We spray pounds and dollar. Baby, I ain't never been a long talker. Fly you out to Lagos, I can make you famous. Yo, if you jump on the mic and I make the beat, we waking up the neighbors.
White Nike, looking like you trying to get tighter. I can give it to you till you tired. I'm a fan of that ass in the crowd, throw a sign up. When you trying to leave, we can leave this other bitch's background. Baby girl, you listen. Oh, it's a movie in here. All she wanna do is Netflix and chill. I know. Hoes follow me wherever I go. You've been trying to give me that. I roll. But notice you the only thing I'm on, huh? Baby, the way that we living, it might change it. Cause the way that I'm eating is all greasy. Alumni is the label that pisses me.
Oh, baby, boy, I know that you can talk the talk. Just a rental. One night, then he got sentimental. Said he wanna London, girl. Now he won't stop writing like a pen pal. Top grade, yeah, presidential. Boy, I hope you know what you're getting into. Then I cut him off like a Ginsu. Now he's on my phone like,
Oh, baby, boy, I know that you can talk the talk. Batman, then can you walk the walk? So go on and show me what you got.
Show me what you got.
Talk the talk, Batman, then can you walk the walk? Now go on and show me what you got.
Oh, baby, I love when you touch me there, there. Wanna throw my hands in the air, air. Don't mind you messing my hair, air, air.
Oh, baby, I love when you touch me there, there. Wanna throw my hands in the air, air. Don't mind you messing my hair, air.
Oh, baby, boy, I know that you can talk the talk. Batman, then can you walk the walk? So go on and
and you're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio presents
Joey Page.
Ed from Editors. I want to talk to you about all the good work that you guys have started doing.
Well, we've been joined up with Oxfam for a number of years. We've been trying to promote their work, and we need to keep on going back and keep on exposing people to what is going on every day in hundreds of countries across the world. It really helps the work of Oxfam, who, let's face it, have had a pretty terrible year of it so far in terms of press and PR relations. It sort of, I mean, really taints the amazing work that 99.9% of that organisation has done.
Every Wednesday,
Joey Page.
From 2 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Huge thank you to Yogi there, who popped in last week. What a babe! Back to LA now. He's in the Los Angeles. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you to all our wonderful guests today. It's been such an epic week. I'm going to finish the show today with Flicking Your Hair by The Hunter. Because I love The Hunter. I met The Hunter at Stand and Calling Festival, and we vibed like you'd never believe. We're bezzy mates now. Mainly because I made a lot of Hun puns. If you'd like to see that video, you can go to the FUBAR Radio YouTube channel. Find it there. This track is from their new album, Dare, which they did a little mini tour of in intimate venues. So you missed that, but don't worry, because next year they're going to be touring at big venues, which is starting, I think, in January. So make sure you check them out. Also, they're doing loads of live performances, just smashing it at life in general. Hope you enjoy this track. Have a lovely week, and we'll catch you this time next week. Not this time. We'll catch you 2 hours earlier, because that'll be the start of the show. Okay, bye.
Silly cunt.